In 1996, concern about the racial achievement gap led to a civil rights complaint against Champaign Unit 4 schools. But University of Illinois psychologist and former Champaign School Board member Tom Moore says African Americans have been struggling to get a decent education from the public schools for centuries. He told the town hall meeting at Stratton Elementary School that he's personally torn over the question of whether blacks and whites can learn in the same schools.
It makes no sense to think that these children can't learn and that black children can't learn the same as white children. I think we've demonstrated that in the last 400 years, and we can certainly learn. Part of my hesitation is what I think politically, and when I get hostile and angry, I want to say, no, you need to take us out, and we need to be all by ourselves. That's a silly emotional kind of reaction, but it won't get you anywhere.
Many at the meeting talked about bringing more African-American teachers to Champaign-Urbana schools. Urbana Deputy School Superintendent Preston Williams was one of many who said that African-American teachers are important to the educational experience of African-American students.
Children need to be able to relate, and teachers need to be able to relate to those children. That can happen across racial lines, there's no doubt about that. But it's also important that those teachers are, in some essence, able to relate to what those children are going through, who they are, where they come from. And I think that's important.
Champaign Central High School teacher Kathleen Smith, who was white, told moderator David Inge that it's not just a matter of African-American rapport, but of cultural identification.
What do the students see when they walk into the school? And to have an African-American teacher in front of you says, I can aspire to this position. That's the reason that I think it's important that we have more African-American teachers in the classroom.
Is this a matter of supply? I guess the impression that I get is that at least at the University of Illinois, they can't seem to find enough black kids who want to be teachers.
I'll speak to that again. It's plain and simple money.
The challenge of attracting African-American teachers to Champaign-Urbana was a recurring topic during the town hall meeting. Champaign Centennial High School teacher Scott Savage told of a teacher recruiting event in Arkansas where the Champaign Unit 4 table was located between tables for big city school districts. He says it was hard to get the attention of education students when sitting next to recruiters from cities like Memphis and Atlanta.
And so what their question to us was, what is the attraction to Champaign? And I said, well, we have the U of I. And well, one student said, well, there's Georgia State. Everything I kept saying, they had a comeback. And so recruitment has been tough. And even as I was recruiting, there were a couple of districts sort of saying, why don't you just come on down to Memphis? I mean, they were telling me.
Just about everybody thought that making an effort to bridge the racial achievement gap was important. But as one parent put it, if there's so much goodwill, why is the Champaign School District operating under a consent decree reached after a civil rights complaint? It was not until late in the meeting that some of those who were once the most alienated from school started to speak out. Derek Prowse says he always felt disenfranchised while attending Champaign Centennial High. But he says African Americans will value a good education if they can get it.
And if you educate a child right, they'll go home and teach the parents. And if you know black people, they'll say, where you get that from? You know? And eventually, you know, if you tell us where water is, we'll go there.
About 170 people filled the Stratton School cafeteria for the town hall meeting, which was co-produced by WILL and the News Gazette. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.